You're listening to Geek Watch 1 with Kylan and Ken on the Tangent Bound Network.
Do not adjust your settings. Take your hands off the keys. Your search is over. These are the geeks you're looking for. You found Geek Watch 1 with Kylan and Ken.
This is going to be quite a ride.
Hey, Jim, boom! That's a bad outfit. Boom!
I love you.
Me too, man. Hit me, my turn! Am I the meanest?
Sure enough.
Am I the prettiest?
Sure enough.
Am I the baddest mofo low down around this town?
Sure enough.
Well, who am I?
Sure enough.
The Shogun of Harlem.
For what lies ahead, ready are you?
We're police officers. We're not trained to handle this kind of violence.
Hey, geeksters, I'm Kylan.
And I'm Ken.
And you found Geek Watch 1.
Welcome back, Geeksters. This is issue 29, live from the Malted Meeple. Once again, we're here with Jim. Thank you for having us.
Oh, our pleasure.
We're going to have one of the milkshakes from this month's December milkshake flight. You guys are getting one of them, but we're getting one of the other ones, so we can actually get a couple different flavor tastes from them. But we're also have a couple of other guests with us. You want to introduce our other guests? Okay. They've all been here on the show before, but they're not here all the time.
No, we have Nate Van Sickle.
Yep.
friend of the show, ne'er-do-well, bon vivant, all that good stuff.
Anybody who's friends of the show is a ne'er-do-well.
Yeah.
It's a prerequisite to be our friend.
We have the man, the myth, the legend, the winner of Con on the Cob.
And the true troublemaker of Geek Watch 1.
I lost that title, didn't I?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You got to do something to actually earn that back. It's going to be difficult.
But
continue. Who is this guy you keep talking about?
Vern. He forgot your name. Vern. He's looking at you and forgot your name.
Like, I wasn't ever thinking about this dude. He's legendary. Vern B. Yellow.
Yo. Yeah.
And we got one more. Can you get through that one?
Well, see, this guy has he's done about three stints in county. He's a troublemaker, likes to fight all the time.
Really has a thing for bad movies.
Really bad movies, like you know
that
he,
should be enough to get him thrown in the joint.
Yeah, he you know.
Oh, just wait till next week.
Oh,
see,
no.
Pritzy's Honor. He don't care about that. The Godfather. The Godfather goes to Mars? Yeah.
Kylan, I can honestly say I have never seen The Godfather.
You know what? See, I bet you this is the guy that has actually seen Battle Beyond the Stars.
No one's even heard of that one.
What?
What?
Proven points. Put it on the list.
That's Bart, y'all.
He's like, from Justin to Kelly? Hell yeah.
Wait, did you say, wait, know. Oh my God!
I've only seen it because my sister was an American Idol fanatic, and she forced us all to watch it on Christmas.
Oh my God, he's turning red!
What do you see?
He said, from Justin to Kelly!
Okay.
Oh, I'm done.
I don't even know what it is.
It was a horrible movie either. That was made because of American Idol, and actually made before American Idol started, and they knew who won.
Oh, that's why I've never seen it, because I've never seen American Idol.
Oh,
you're
I'm done.
You know Kelly Clarkson.
You're going to need to work on my intro. That was pretty solid.
Nate?
Yeah. What?
You owe
me.
Nate wants
No,
next time. We'll
Nate, you need to speak up, man.
Next time. Because I can rewind it.
Gotta keep moving.
Hey, right. We're going to be doing this monthly here at the Meeple.
All right, you got to come back, and I'm going to do it better next time.
Got it.
All
right.
So, and, you guys, if you are out there and you want to actually be part of the show here, anybody who's in the room is part of the show. Remember that we're at the Meeple the last Monday of every month. So
that means you can bring your mama. She'd be on the show, too.
Where's
where'd
mine go?
Oh my God! Yes.
So let me look up the date because I always mess this up.
What
the next Malted Meeple show will be?
I think it's just after Christmas.
It's just after Christmas.
It's the 28th of December.
The 28th of December.
So what'd you find?
Oh, hey, you know
okay.
What?
Okay.
That makes me think about something.
Miss Vicky got me
oh,
again.
Oh, what a night.
Late December, back in 63.
And just thanks, guys. On Monday nights, you can have beer, but Kylan's actually not had any.
I have not, no.
I have another one coming.
Yeah.
I have one coming for you.
Okay.
What'd you get? I got Zombie Killer.
I got the Holly Jolly.
I got the Zombie Killer.
So, we got a little, but that's what, actually, what have you guys been up to? There was something that you were discussing before show that we were going to talk to the crowd about.
What were we talking about? We talked about a lot. Oh, yeah.
If anybody's seen Kylan's Facebook or Miss Dawn's Facebook, Kylan made a new purchase.
I did. It was my birthday gift to myself. I got a kilt. And I'm sitting here wearing this kilt. I am in the malted meeple with no pants on. That's right. Thank you.
It's a freeing experience to have a kilt.
It is a freeing experience. It really is. You know, I feel like a better man, a different man. And actually, also, I feel like I wish it should be like a crowd. I like a little orchestra behind me. Because, you know.
But not in front of you.
No, not in front
He's
of me.
Down.
No.
He's in your meeple show.
And Ken wore his too.
Yeah, and I have mine. So we're two men sitting together with no pants.
And so I face the final curtain.
You're just in a singing mood tonight.
I don't know what's wrong.
And the beer has not arrived yet.
I know.
No alcohol.
So does this mean you're releasing the Kraken?
Huh? Now, Nate was threatening to be with no pants also, but he doesn't have a kilt with him.
I got a suit on. I mean,
you can have a suit and a kilt. You can do it, man.
Yeah, many people actually pull off a suit with a kilt.
You know what, dude?
He's going to go no pants.
Really?
Yeah. You can get the kilt. Yeah.
That's a good point.
Dude, get to one for Christmas, man. Come on, man. We'll be like,
all right.
we'll be podcasting together in kilts. It's gonna be cold too.
It will be.
Man, you gotta be. You gotta be. No. Well, you gotta give to the cause.
That's why the alcohol's here.
It warms you up.
See, I'm Irish.
I don't drink though,
so you know, I can't be kilted.
I don't drink, so I gotta. I have my wife to warm me up.
We all know what Sam Jackson says about. Anyway,
I just saw him the other day because we want at the Black Friday sale, Walmart had a bunch of deals on movies.
Uh-huh.
We got Kingsman Blu-ray for like, what, $4?
$4.
On Blu-ray.
Nice. On Blu-ray. You know, Kingsman.
So we saw the Kingsman.
Did you like
with
it?
With Sam Jackson with the lisp.
Yeah.
We saw Kick-Ass 2, too.
That was a fantastic movie, yeah.
Oh, do you see what happens when you save the world?
Yeah, we saw Quicksilver get his butt.
Huh?
Quicksilver gets butt. No, talking
about that now. Come on.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Moving on to Geek Watch 1 news. Kylan's going to get himself in trouble here.
No, I'm just talking about when you save the world, you get a sense of gratitude.
A sinner of gratitude?
Gone.
Let's go on, and Kylan will come back here in a minute.
He's watching the Quicksilver get his butt kicked.
Yeah. But going on to Geek Watch 1 news, everybody who did buy a t-shirt, thank you. Your t-shirts will be in before Christmas. We'll probably we're going to put the t-shirts back up at some point so that anybody who hasn't got them yet can still order them again.
But it won't be till the new year.
Yeah, probably won't be till the new year.
Till next year.
Kilts. Well, why don't you tell everybody where you got your kilt, and we'll give them a plug so that anybody else who wants one can get one.
Oh, sure. Okay, I got my
stuff. You got their website?
Yeah, you know what? They emailed me today. I got kilt from Kilted Brothers as a shop up in Cleveland. They are vendors of Oddmall.
And their website is KiltedBros.com. They have a wonderful Periscope. I'll tell you that. They have a Periscope feed that's really nice because they Periscope fashion shoots of the guys. And, so, you know, if you want to see topless guys trying on kilts, and I mean trying them on off and on throughout the fashion shoot. Yeah, just follow their Periscope.
Vicky found an interesting picture she got us again. This one I can actually tell. Vicky found a picture. It's Santa saw your Instagram pictures. You're getting clothes and a Bible for Christmas.
You know, the thing is, Instagram isn't really even that bad. I go to Instagram, I'm like, what are they talking about?
Instagram has terms of service and they'll kick people off.
I've actually had to take a picture down from
there. See?
What were you doing on Instagram?
It was an artist called The Weeknd, and his song was called Often, and it had an exclusive cover on there, two naked females.
Oh.
I thought it was art.
See?
A little better than JTT.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas. Yeah. That's why we say Instagram. It ain't Tumblr.
No,
no.
Okay, Tumblr, let's move on and get. We have some more news from GeekWatch from the world of GeekWatch One Geeksters. We now have, if you go to our sponsors page on the website, we have an Amazon link.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
We know all of you guys orders from Amazon.
We know what time of the year it is. We know that you're going to be using Amazon. We know who you are.
There's no change. We want you to go use Amazon.
You can't buy at Amazon.
The only difference is go to geekwatch1.com first, go to our sponsors page, and click the Amazon banner. Other than that, everything's exactly the same. It takes you to Amazon. You order your stuff through Amazon, and you don't have to worry about anything else. They take care of the rest.
Let me put it like this, people, okay? You're geeksters. We're geeks. You're listening to the show. You love us. We love you. Now, every time that you go to Amazon and you don't use our link, Putin over there in Russia laughing. Do you want Putin to make a joke out of you? No. Do you love America? I hope so. Do you love democracy? Of course you do. Because of all of that, use our link. And you know what? Every time you do that, freedom, the bird of freedom gets another feather. I was about to say another wing. That too. So, you know, I'm just saying, if you love America, if you love freedom, if you love your mama,
use our Amazon link.
You love your mama.
You know what? Moms love us because whose mom loves us?
The Nerdist mom loves us.
That's right. The Nerdist mom loves us. That's right. So the Nerdist mom loves us. And I got the feeling that she would, if she knew about our link, that she'd be like, you know what? I think I'm going to get something for my son. I know. I'll go to a nice podcast with the Amazon link. Boom. Done. Just saying. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Kylan can't keep a straight face for very long. That was awesome.
She almost made it.
You know what? We need you to actually cut a commercial that way, and we'll send it off to everybody.
You know, okay, I'll do it.
You cut a GeekWatch One commercial
I'll do that.
We do need to cut a new promo for us, though.
We really do. So, maybe we could do one when I'm, like, with it getting cold. Then, like, when I wake up in the morning and with, like, the really deep, very white voice.
Oh, you need your very white voice going?
Yeah, sure.
Or your Isaac Hayes voice?
That's right.
Okay.
Hello, children.
Sorry. Another show.
Chef.
Yeah.
What are children?
Okay, Geeksters, one other thing. Next week, make sure you tune in because we will have Rob Turk on the show. He's actually driving up to meet us in the Motherwaith Creation Studios. He's going to be hanging out with us, talking about Hogswallow, his Kickstarter.
Is he bringing Gander-Stitch?
I don't know if Gander-Stitch is going to come with him or not. If not, he's still going to talk to us about Gander-Stitch. I mean, come on. He's Gander-Stitch's manager.
You probably had to put him in the trunk, huh?
You never know. That's a goblin. You never know what he's going to do if you try to bring him with you.
Gander-Stitch might be doing time right now. I don't know.
Although he does have a new book out.
He does?
Yeah, there's a new Gander-Stitch book out. You can get it on Amazon. I guess it's ebook only. So you can get it on Amazon.
I hear there's a link you can use if you're on Amazon.
Too. Yeah.
You know what? What's that? GeekWatch1.com. That's it.
Yeah. You go to the sponsors page.
Yeah, go to the sponsors page.
Scroll down a couple, little bit.
Just a little bit.
And there's an Amazon link there. You click on that. It takes you to Amazon.
Very little effort. Just using your finger. That's all you're doing.
You know what you do on your browser is you get rid of your Amazon, the bookmark for Amazon.
Yeah.
You bookmark our sponsors page.
Because you're there all the time anyway.
Exactly. You can even rename it Amazon if you want.
You can. It's a one-stop shop. It's for you. We're thinking about you.
Exactly. So when you go and you click on your Amazon link on your web browser, it'll take you to our page. You just click on the Amazon link there.
Boom, boom. And then you
one
go
extra
back,
step.
And then after you're done shopping and you're feeling all good because you're getting, you got stuff for your loved ones
That's
and
good.
Family, then you can go and you read all our blogs and be like, you know what? I'm so cool. Hey, what is that?
Peanut butter and chocolate.
All right,
and then boom, eagle feathers. You didn't even know. Everywhere. All over the place.
Eagle feathers everywhere. And I think it might be that eagle that they rescued up in Canada that is probably flying down here right now. Just saying.
That doesn't make sense.
Why?
American. Canada.
Yeah, but see, it's a bald
there
eagle.
There were a couple of brothers in Saskatchewan who found a bald eagle that was trapped, and they rescued it and rehabilitated it. And yeah.
So they gave freedom to the bald eagle.
Exactly. They took a selfie with it.
That's something in itself.
Yeah.
That's something special right there.
There's some meta.
They took a selfie. They did.
Hold on.
They took a selfie with it and then threw it up in the air.
Threw it?
They did. It
flew.
They threw it up in the air. They, just, they took a selfie and then put it in
the
air.
Yeah, it was the turkey. That's not the turkey bomb.
We have derailed.
Hey, this is a live show. People know what they're going to get when they get the Meeple cast.
I don't know. I was completely fine until I got here, and then, I don't know, just the weirdness hit. I don't know, man.
It was burning. You being perfectly fine.
You know it was burning.
We're not hopped up on alcohol and sugar yet.
Not yet.
I'm not even hopped up, no. Well, I mean, I'm hopped
He's
up.
He's just generally hopped up.
I am just, well, you know, I look myself in the mirror, I'm like,
Don, I got the
dang, drink. He looks good. And then, you know, that's it.
Where did that voice come from?
I don't know, man.
That was pretty good.
You like that?
I do.
I get in touch with my inner, I'm getting in touch with my inner Billy D. Williams. I want a Colt 45 right now.
I almost thought he was going to say Princess Leia. Oh,
okay, moving on.
Okay. The only thing we got from Motherwave Creations this week is just remind everybody, Odd Mall is still coming up on February 13th and 14th down in Canton, Ohio. If you're interested in booths, they still have booth spaces available. It's still, if you want to just come to the show, it's a free show to come on, get in, do all your shopping, bring your honey for Valentine's Day, and you'll definitely find something for her. Or girls, bring your guy. Get him something for Valentine's Day.
A kilt, perhaps.
Maybe a kilt.
That's right. Kilted Rose may be there.
Yeah.
Also, Geek Watch 1 will be there, just like at all the Odd Malls. We'll have our booth set up. Vicky will be there with their Fire Rose Studios. Mm-hmm. Jewelry, everybody else that you expect for Odd Mall will be there. So this is just a new venue for the new show they put in.
There is one more bit of news for the void.
What you got?
The show at the Art Museum that we mentioned last time, it has started. It runs through February. It's the one where Andy has a sculpture in it. It's called the Island of Misfit Toys, I believe. Yeah. And it's running at the Akron Art Museum, like I said, through February. And it's all the sculptures of Moonies that are based on pieces of art. And Andy based one on a piece of his own art, appropriately enough. So go check it out if you're in the area.
So that's Akron Art Museum, downtown Akron, guys. It's a great place to come check out anyway, even if you're just in the area.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They've got some great pieces there for, you know, for a, technically speaking, a small city.
Yeah.
There's a lot of big time. They actually have Warhol in that museum.
Yeah, isn't that like the biggest collection of Warhol outside of Pittsburgh?
I don't know.
It was something like that.
They've had bigger collections of it, like visiting exhibits and stuff. But yeah, they actually have Warhols there.
Cool. So that brings us down to the reason we're actually at the Meeple this week is Jim. You have Meeple and Ravenwood updates.
We do, actually.
We have some stuff going on here.
We do. It's
we were here for milkshakes.
Oh, well, we're here for milkshakes, too.
He was trying to make me feel good. We're going into Christmas season in December, obviously, so we have a couple of things going on at the Meeple. We have our Christmas beers that are actually launched on Black Friday. I know we've got a couple of them around the table here. Vernon's drinking a Fathead's Holly Jolly, and yes, I'm currently enjoying a Southern Tier 2 Xmas myself.
There you go.
We also have a slew of Christmas milkshakes coming out. The December Milkshake of Madness competition is going to have three Christmas-flavored milkshakes. There is eggnog, there is candy cane, and there is gingerbread. And I believe eggnog and candy cane are on their way in.
Kirsten
is working on those now. We also have a whole bunch of Christmas packages on sale, various games and Meeple gear and Meeple memberships and certificates. So,
now, do you guys actually sell games here also?
We do, yeah.
Okay.
We don't sell a whole lot of games here. We're not trying to be a full-service game store, but we do sell some.
Right.
And you can get those now bundled into a nice package and give the gift of gaming for Christmas. So, and then we've got some Ravenwood stuff going on as well. This weekend coming up, December 4th and 5th, we have a beer tasting weekend going on with two of my favorite breweries, Thirsty Dog out of Akron here, and Breckenridge Brewery.
Okay.
And there's still a couple of rooms left for that, actually.
Yeah, Vicky actually likes Thirsty Dog. Which one do you remember which one you usually get?
I got Leg Humper last time.
Oh, Leg Humper?
Leg Humper's good, and it's one of the four that we're featuring on Saturday night.
They're actually, the brewery's like a mile away from our house.
Yes. Yeah, it's a great brewery. It's a great place to be. So that's going on this weekend. I think we have four rooms left for that. And then we also just recently announced our January 29th and 30th murder mystery is Lord of the Rings themed. It's going to be Murder in Mirkwood. And there's quite a few rooms left for that because we just announced it. So definitely check that out if you're a Tolkien fan.
And where would people go to find out about that?
That one, they can go to ravenwoodcastle.com.
Okay.
We've got a blog on there that has all of our announcements and all of our murder mysteries that are out there currently.
And what if anybody wanted to know about the Meeple, where would they go?
Maltedmeeple.com.
Okay. What else we got going on? Anything else that
that pretty much covers us for the Meeple and Ravenwood at this point.
Okay. Well, I think that covers all the housekeeping stuff we got.
Right.
Has anything else happened that... We got one little snippet of something, and then I think we have a couple of other little things that happened.
I keep thinking that we're missing something. I don't know. It's like...
Well, Miss Dawn said she had a little snippet of something. After our, this kind of goes along with our Jessica Jones info from last week.
What?
Now, if you guys didn't see Jessica Jones yet, watch the show, then go back and listen to our issue.
So I'm going to be sitting here for the next 10 minutes with my fingers in my ears because I haven't watched it yet.
So. Well, this isn't actually Jessica Jones news, but it's Jessica Jones adjacent.
Yes.
So what do you got, Miss Dawn?
It's about the Luke Cage show. And, of course, we all love him in Jessica Jones.
Yes,
that's
sweet
Christmas.
That's
a big reason to watch. Trust
sexy
me.
Sexy black man.
I do agree.
And that comes from Vern and it.
Yeah.
Sexy black man. Anyway.
Yeah, but you don't need to watch Jessica Jones for that. I'm sitting right here. Oh, wait.
There you go.
He said sexy.
There you go.
Okay, he is half black.
See?
Hey.
Okay, anyway.
Leave the kilt down.
The news is for those who know or don't know, there is going to be just a Luke Cage show as well coming out, I believe, next year.
Yeah. I believe it's going to be late next
the
year.
Second season of Daredevil.
That's right.
So it'll be focused
after.
On... Yes, it'll be after.
All right. When is the second season Daredevil? Do we know yet?
Next year.
Early?
Next year. It's probably the first one.
Mid, I would think.
I think it's going to be early to mid because Luke Cage is
Luke
late.
Well.
Okay.
Late 2016.
So more than likely what it is we'll have Daredevil where it was this year, and then Luke Cage will be where Jessica Jones was.
Probably.
Yeah.
So anyways, for just the one bit of casting news for the Luke Cage show, they've gotten 3-time Golden Globe nominee Sonia Braga, who, if you don't know, she was in a very well-known movie called Kiss of the Spider-Woman. She was in Moon of Parador and has been in a lot of movies. She's going to play Soledad Temple, who is Claire's mother. If you don't know who Claire is, that's Night Nurse, Rosario Dawson. It could be a pretty significant role because she's a fairly significant actress. So it'll just be interesting to see that, but that's what they announced this week. Sonia Braga in Luke Cage.
Cool.
Something that I'm hoping to see, because we didn't get it in Jessica Jones. Well, we kind of got a little bit. There were a bunch of little connections to Iron Fist in Daredevil.
A lot.
And there were a lot of little connections to Daredevil in Iron Fist. I mean, to
Iron Fist to Daredevil.
Anyway. Iron Fist to Daredevil. And we had one significant link to Iron Fist in Jessica Jones. I'm hoping to actually see something of Iron Fist in Luke Cage.
Well, I think by the time they come out with Luke Cage, they would have to have announced the casting.
Right.
Because it's supposed to follow after it.
Right.
So it depends if they come up with a second season for Jessica Jones as well, and when that might happen.
Right.
But I would think they would.
I'm
have
hoping
to have
it's not an if and just when, though.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. I'm looking back to how the time that it took for us to get the confirmation that there was going to be a second season of Daredevil. That was like roughly about a month.
Yeah, it didn't.
You know, I guess.
Well, yeah, it was pretty.
We know their plans are fluid because originally when they announced all these shows, they did not plan on a second season of Daredevil.
No, they didn't. No.
The Punisher, which has all but gotten a series commitment at this point. Mm-hmm. Everybody
right.
knows they're going to make a Punisher series.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
But that wasn't in the books originally.
No.
So it's not set in stone as much as the movies are. The Netflix series are going to be more fluid. You can already
right.
tell that because they're rearranging things like this.
Well, you know,
there's a chance. I heard a rumor that was not on web. It was just, I think I heard it through a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
What's the chances of us not actually getting an Iron Fist show, but you get Iron Fist like in Luke Cage and a couple of the other ones, and then he becomes like a Hawkeye for the Avengers. He'll become in the Defenders, where he's basically just ancillary character with all these other shows, and he's part of the Defenders.
Well,
they wouldn't do that because
if they're giving an entire show to every other Defender, why aren't they going to give it to him then?
They did
on the
say,
event. Well, you think of the Avengers, the original Avengers, Hawkeye and Black Widow didn't have their own movies. Everybody else did.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. But here's what I here's the, and this came not from Figgy.
Black Widow's
Jeff Loeb.
Jeff Loeb said.
He basically pointed out, oh, you heard that on the internet? Well, it must be true.
Jeff Loeb has pretty much said that
that you know we are going to see an Iron Fist series.
The only thing is Hollywood people have lied through their teeth all day, every day.
Right, and that, the thing
true,
is,
but Marvel has so much of its own control.
Yeah, I know.
Right, you say Marvel. Marvel is so okay now with Disney behind it. Marvel is so protective of its branding that they are not going to. The days of them saying, oh, yeah, we're going to do this, and then, oh, sorry, we're not going to do this. It's more, we're going to do this. Oh, we're going to do this, and in addition to, we're doing this.
Oh, the milkshakes are coming.
They've got their plan 15 years out, don't they? I mean, they're pretty good at planning this stuff out.
Well, like I said, their television stuff, like Netflix, is going to be fluid. We've seen that already.
Right. Well, I mean,
so you never know how they're actually going to bring it about.
2 or 3 years ago when they were planning this, Marvel Studios did not have the rights to Blade or Punisher or Ghost Rider.
Exactly.
They just got that back and then they took it and run with it. I would be surprised if we did not see a Ghost Rider series
with Nick Cage back in.
They're talking about the Netflix shows as phases too, though. Like this is the first phase is these four shows, and then the next phase could be Punisher and Ghost Rider, possibly Blade.
Midnight Sun series.
Yeah, exactly.
I would almost see now
Moon Knight would be awesome.
Yeah.
Don't. I don't say that because it gets me excited.
I'll give you a question right
don't,
now.
Hey, he's not wearing pants. Don't get him excited.
Right by you.
But for Blade, it probably won't be Wesley Snipes. Oh, it'll probably be.
No, he's Texas. Already been talking to that. Well, no. He's all that's taken care of. He's allowed to work in America again.
What they're talking about, though, is a Blade series that focuses on his daughter and him training her.
Because, like, there's a Blade series now.
I know, but that's weird for what's going on with the show. Okay, the show's focusing on like the comic books that happened years ago. So to put his daughter like Ben, it'd be like, wait a minute,
timeline's a little off.
When they skew the series, though.
Right. See, they'll. You know, the thing is, they will. I don't know exactly how much of the trilogy they would incorporate into if they were to go with a TV series for Blade. How much of the trilogy will they bring in? And I'm hoping they will just forget about the other TV series.
With Sticky Fingers?
The series, yeah.
Yeah.
The series wasn't bad.
It was not bad.
Yeah.
It wasn't Blade, though. It wasn't our Blade.
Yeah.
It was closer to the Blade of the movies.
See, the thing is...
They had taken the idea from the movies and made it into a series.
Would focus on the comics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which...
It wouldn't have to follow whatever goes on
in the movies. And all I'm going to say is, we didn't get Thomas Jane back for Punisher, so I doubt we'll get Wesley Snipes back for Blade.
Right.
And that's why I'm thinking that we may have a better chance of getting Blade as part of the movie Phase 4. Because they've not announced anything for Phase 4 yet.
Right. I doubt it. Blade's
that may... Dark. But because they've already been in talks with Wesley Snipes.
Yeah, but Blade's too dark for what they're trying to put on screen. Blade, Punisher, heck, Daredevil, Jessica Jones, those are R ratings. That's why they're on Netflix.
Right. But the other thing is, I was just thinking about this. Moon Knight in the Spike TV series, Mark Spector did get mentioned as someone that Blade knew in the TV series. Now I was just like, but then we saw what happened to the TV series.
See, Moon Knight would work so much better as a series anyway.
Yeah.
Because if you try him on the big screen, everyone's just going to say he's a Batman knockoff.
Right.
Well, it technically kind of is.
He is, I was going to say.
Well, see, no.
He's crazy, though.
The original impetus and idea of the character and the look of the character. Now, what they did after they brought the character in and fleshed him out.
All the origins and stuff are different. I mean, the character itself is different. But, I mean,
you can see that,
DC and Marvel have comparisons with all their characters.
They do, that's true.
Well, look at, Vern, you brought this up to me like a month or two ago, that somehow, supposedly totally separate, Man-Thing and Swamp-Thing come out within a month of each other.
That's true.
They did. They, in Marvel
and supposedly
DC,
nobody had any idea that the other company was doing it.
Doing it, then they came out
but
the
you get
same
the
character.
Same character in both shit within a month.
All the creators and artists were grabbing drinks together. Of course they knew.
So it's like, Moon Knight...
I have
no problem with Moon Knight being Marvel's version of Batman to start with, because then they flesh him out and become his own character.
Yeah, I will give you that.
They have Hawkeye on the big screen, then they got Green Arrow on the small screen.
Yeah. Right. But here's what I'm going to do, because I got some good feedback from one of my blog entries for once.
You actually got feedback?
I actually got feedback.
How did you get feedback?
I know how I got feedback.
Direct feedback,
direct.
Not a comment.
Oh, okay.
It was a kill.
Oh, yeah.
It was a kill.
What I'm going, but I think what I will do for my next blog entry, I will do one about Moon Knight.
Nice.
Because, you know, there's a lot of history to him, and he's kind of a so convoluted bipolar character. Yeah.
Kylan's blog is basically going to become like our personal Wikipedia.
I'm so okay with that.
That's what it's going to come to. You don't have to go look up Wikipedia. Just ask Kylan about it. He'll write about it for you. So there you go.
Yeah, so anybody...
In case you didn't know, he did Luke Cage last time. So yeah.
That was my Black Friday.
Black Friday.
I see what you did there.
It was a pun.
Or what did I call it? It was...
Let me look it up.
Intel, what was it? Irregulars Intel Black Friday Edition, or Why I Like Luke Cage.
Yeah. That's what it was.
Yeah, so, you know.
Well, in further Marvel news, something else dropped this past week. It's some little trailer-looking thing that maybe one or two people saw. I don't know if anyone
did. Not a lot of people seen it.
Not many people would pay attention to this one.
Yeah, you could take it or leave it. It's just a little thing.
It's not like Marvel announced today that it broke records in terms of downloads and views.
Yeah.
I can't ever see that happen.
Oh, good. It's
Abraham Lincoln.
That movie by I think it was about Abraham Lincoln. Yeah, I think we're talking about a little thing called...
Hey, I actually have that movie. The one about... I have Abraham Lincoln Vampire Slayer at home.
Yeah.
I have the book and the movie.
You can't wait for Pride and Prejudice.
Not Buffy.
We're talking about a little trailer called Civil War.
No, actually, we're now talking about Captain America Civil War.
Sorry, Captain America.
No, it's Avengers Civil War.
It's Avengers 3.
I was watching that trailer. My stepdad walked in and said, "This is another Avengers movie." I said, "Yes." It's not a Captain America movie.
It basically is.
All the Avengers are
it's
in there. Come on now.
It's going to start with the Captain America premise and then move very quickly into everyone's involved.
I do see why they had Captain America as the title for, because, I mean, it was always focused around Captain America.
Yeah.
And even Iron Man was like,
"You're
here, but this is
that's
Captain
it.
America."
Yeah. Two minutes into the trailer, you see Iron Man. And then suddenly everyone else is like, "This isn't a Captain America movie." No.
Yeah, it's an Avengers movie.
Yeah.
Well, what I want to know is the first scene in the whole trailer, you see Bucky locked up, his arm locked up. But are we going to actually see how they broke through into his actual mind and broke the brainwashing?
I would say yes.
Or is it just going to be one of those things, he's Bucky now?
No.
They're gonna, I mean, they explain stuff. In my opinion,
from what I saw in the trailer, do you remember when he had on the hat and he had the hoodie on and he was looking like across the street?
Mm-hmm.
I think that was something going on there, and they found him, they got him, was like, "Hey, you're going to listen to us." I don't know. But I feel like that's a preset before what we saw in the first part of the trailer.
Okay. I just like seeing Iron Man get beat.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. All my friends are like on the Iron Man train. I'm like, I'm on Captain America's side, guys.
No, I'm on the Soldier side. So.
Captain America's side.
Captain America.
You see when they're flinging the steel
I'm like,
just
switch
over.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna hit you now.
Do you have the shot by shot breakdown? I know you got some stuff there.
Kind of do.
Okay.
Let's start
with each scene as we go through it and give a little bit of commentary on this.
I have a big question on what they
will
do.
Okay, so you started with the garage scene, which we saw part of from Ant-Man.
Yeah.
The very end of Ant-Man. And you know that Bucky remembers things.
Like his mom, Captain America's mom.
His mom and newspaper shoes. Okay, you're going to remember newspaper shoes.
Just sad.
Well, I kind of understand where that one comes from anyway, from the time frame.
Yeah,
exactly. If your shoes wore out, you'd put newspapers in the bottom of them instead of a sole.
If you're going to ask someone if you remember something,
yeah.
Like, you have to pull up an obscure fact, and
yeah.
You're going to just be like, "Yes, I remember."
You got
to
remember, Bucky
me.
Is as old as Captain America.
Yeah,
right,
I know.
Exactly.
If not a little bit older.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. From the comic books, I think Bucky's older.
A little bit older.
In the movies than with Captain.
A couple years, but it's within...
Yeah, not by much.
When you're dealing with centuries... A couple of years is not that big.
Anymore.
They're not
centuries. You can always throw up the
decades.
Age thing, sound still older than you.
Yeah.
No, they're almost 100 years old at this point.
But
yeah,
that's not decades. Or that's not centuries. That's decades.
A century.
It's about to be.
At least one.
Okay.
Okay, and then we have. Hold on, where do we go next? There's an explosion, isn't there?
There's many explosions.
Yeah,
it's a superhero movie.
The whole thing about, you know, people are upset about what Winter Soldier did. And yeah, he has to pay. Coming for him, and he has to pay, and then there's explosions.
Well, they also said they're coming for him and not expecting to take him alive.
Exactly. Right. They plan
on. They're not planning on taking him alive.
Yeah. Right. I feel like they would just, for some reason, I feel like if they did do that, they already had a plan set for taking his body, getting his blood, and trying to make another Captain America anyway.
Yeah.
So, right. I wonder if we'll see that at some point, General Ross.
Oh.
Keep going, well, keep going, you know, keep going. There. We'll get there, we'll get there.
Then there's a scene right there with a lot of military types running in. Well, not running in,
you,
they're outside.
Who do you think's the leader?
That's Crossbones.
Crossbones
is in it.
Actually. Oh, I thought Crossbones the guy's like.
It's not in this image, but there's a little
image of Crossbones. Yeah, and I feel like he's leading them, saying, "Get that, get this guy, get this guy," and I want Captain America because what he did to me.
Mm-hmm.
Technically, Falcon did that to him though, didn't he?
I know, you know, I think Falcon did, but Cap gave a handed out a beatdown to him though.
Well, technically, Nick Fury did all that to him. He
That's true.
So you have all these guys in uniform, and we're pretty sure Crossbones is there, and then you have Bucky jumping off a building, like running and jumping.
Didn't
off
he
a
jump
building.
Out? Yeah, he did. Yeah.
He jumped off.
Yeah.
Okay.
His arm saved
he
him.
Yeah. I mean, he didn't have a parachute. I mean, that was a big building. And he, well, the thing is, you never know the timing in trailers, like right. when
yeah.
things are taking place and everything. Anyway,
that might have been him running away from Captain and Falcon before Captain.
Exactly, he's in, you know, street clothes and everything. And,
yeah.
And then you have the appearance of our favorite Thunderbolt Ross,
Red Hulk,
and who is now U.S. Secretary of State, by the way.
Red Hulk.
you know how Thunderbolt Ross.
Wait, the glasses are off.
He's getting into it.
He's getting serious.
Come on. Thunderbolt Ross, in my opinion. I'm a fan of Dr. Banner. I am. My problem with Thunderbolt Ross is he didn't like Banner from the start. He had problems with Banner before. No.
Can I point out the fact that you get Thunderbolt, but you don't get Hulk?
But wait.
That's bothering me.
There's no Hulk in this movie.
Does any father
like
the man that's dating his daughter?
Wait. No, wait, let's pause this real quick. Before you said Dana's daughter, here's the thing. I want to see Betty. I want to see Doc Samson, and I also want to see Rick Jones. And I feel like
that's when they finally get a chance to make a Hulk movie at some point.
Do you think they'll make it
again?
I think they will.
It depends on what Universal does with them, because Universal owns that character forever.
They have. Okay.
That's why there's never been a Hulk movie.
The next appearance of Hulk is in Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah, but that's why Hulk doesn't have his own movie recently.
Aww. And that's why I think they're moving towards Planet Hulk.
That's what I was going to say, because that's the case. We're not going to see none of that. Like
No. They're obviously working with Universal, though, because they're able to use Hulk in these other movies.
Here's the thing, they can use Hulk, but they can't use other characters, and that's what I'm afraid of.
They can make movies with Hulk. They can make an entire Hulk movie.
But they can't use his
characters. But Universal
gets
to distribute.
Yeah.
So which means Universal gets more money, which is why Marvel's not doing that.
Exactly. Uh-huh. And that's why I think they went on the whole thing of not having Rick Jones was the reason why he became Hulk, like in the books.
Right.
Because in the Incredible Hulk movie, he was doing the whole, was that 70s Hulk
thing? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he was just sitting in a chair and boom, gamma rays.
Right.
Like, he was supposed to save someone, which was Rick, and then get the gamma rays.
Right.
Like they did in the Hulk movie by
Ang Lee. Yeah.
That one, I was like, just they didn't call him Rick, but we knew what was going on.
Yeah. And they, no,
but then
Rick never
just,
gets love.
Yeah. And then Doc Samson wasn't used all the way.
No.
And I don't think General Ross will. And also Betty, she becomes Red She-Hulk. So I don't know.
See, you know what? Oh, my goodness. I'm going
to
show
you. No, we have to get
I don't know where you were
She-Hulk
going with
before
that.
Before we get Red She-Hulk.
We
got to say that.
Yeah.
We get She-Hulk.
Some skinny model type either, like they've done to Wonder Woman, but I'm not going to talk about that.
I have so many people that I've seen on Instagram, people have lined up like fan theories. This should be She-Hulk. I'm like, please.
But can it be someone who can act, not just, you know. Anyway.
It doesn't matter if you can act. It's if you got a pretty face.
We don't want another Megan Fox. We don't want that.
Lawyer,
we don't
so
need
she
that.
Has to actually be able
hey,
to
hey,
have some
if Megan Fox could be a reporter, She-Hulk can be, you know, a little blonde-headed.
I didn't believe Jessica Alba as any kind of scientist. So we need someone right
here. We need someone hot.
Okay.
Exactly.
Where do we
Barbie
want on the trailer?
Barbie could be a lawyer any day.
Who?
Barbie.
You got a good point there.
Some of us don't have to pretend.
Ooh. Don got
him. Again, anyway.
Drop your name in and do it.
Anyway, we have Thunderbolt talking about how he basically confronts Cap about how a lot of people see him as a hero, but others prefer the word vigilante. So we kind of know whose side he's on right away.
That's every hero in comic books.
Exactly.
But here's the thing. The Avengers were called heroes at the end of Avengers.
Avengers.
And then after what happened with Bucky and everything in Civil War.
Yeah, but see, they love you.
Captain America, too.
They love you as long as you're winning. You're doing what you're doing what you do for the people.
But,
and then, but nobody wanted to
and
clean
then,
up after
then,
the eggs are cracked.
Basically, the premise of the movie comes up with Ross saying they've operated with unlimited power and no supervision. And so that's, if you know anything about the Civil War backstory, you know that it's essentially a registration program.
We're built to reveal all the superheroes' secret identities.
All the superheroes, and you better follow protocol.
And the reason why they're not doing that, who wears a mask in any of these movies?
Yeah.
Right.
Besides Iron Man, that's only because it's his
Spider-Man. Because he'll be
he's
in this
one.
He's
the only one, and that's the thing. And we didn't even see him in... We'll get to that later.
Yeah.
Oh, Black Panther. But see,
Black Panther's got a mask.
But see, people know
they
Black
all know
Panther.
Who he is. I mean, they
but
know
what they're
going to
do with Black Panther is the same thing they're going to do with Captain America. He's doing it because it's the suit, but he's going to take it off like, I'm T'Challa, I'm the Prince of Africa. Yeah. So, you know, or Wakanda. I'm
now
sorry.
I want that. I want that scene right now.
That.
Then, see what? Well,
you're a millionaire. That's
what we don't know.
Country.
What we don't know is they actually cast Vernon in that part. We're at that's the scene we're gonna see. In the middle of the movie, the mask is gonna come off and it's gonna be Vernon.
That's right.
Hey, you guys don't even know I'm getting paid.
Okay, then we have a glimpse of the Sokovia Accord, a big scary legal document, and that's exactly what. Sam and Steve talked about preventing Tony from helping them with Bucky and the Ant-Man tag. So now you've got that direct.
Here's a fan theory of mine. This is something that won't happen, but it would be awesome if it did. Who's holding that, you think, in that picture? When she, the woman's holding all the documents. I don't know if you guys have seen it, but it's a girl that has on many rings.
This picture, that's Scarlet Witch right there.
Okay. You know what she can do with reality.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I would... It won't happen, probably not, but it would be awesome if somehow she altered everything. It's like... Who the heck are superheroes? And it'd be like,
oh.
Who are these superheroes? And then that might start maybe a Civil War thing where they don't know their identities. I don't know.
Oh, we got more milkshakes coming.
Are these shots of milkshakes?
Yeah,
why are
they
so small? Oh, he made the flight size.
Yeah.
Which one's this one?
This one is the candy cane.
Candy cane milkshake.
All these candy canes?
These are all candy canes. Looks like I might be one.
I have a Holly Jolly. I got a candy cane.
You and I can share.
It's Christmas.
You and I can share.
We'll split one over here. Oh, you?
Yeah, you're not
going
to share
one. Yeah, we'll split one.
That's nice and
isn't that what you had there? No, you had your strawberry something.
That's strawberry.
So for anyone who doesn't know what the Accords are, they basically set up oversight and control of the Avengers, which, of course, comes in the form of Ross, and we don't want him. Everyone knows he's the bad guy. No one wants to listen to him. He's the government. The government's always the bad guy in all these movies.
Yeah.
So yeah, and then we see Bucky on the run. Bucky gets away on a motorcycle, and we don't know. It's made to look like there's one point where it's made to look like is it Cap chasing Bucky, and Bucky's maybe chasing Black Panther or something. Like,
I thought it was Black Panther was chasing Bucky, and then Captain America
is chasing Black
Panther.
Yeah, but you can't really tell the way it's cut if that's really the sequence.
Because I think Black Panther is team
on
Cap.
Iron Man.
Is he on Iron Man's team?
From the trailer, it looks like he's on Iron Man's side. Like, why would you be chasing...
That's got to be a great job. Be the guy that gets to arrange scenes for trailers to screw with people.
Yeah, they actually have guys that their whole job is editing trailers. Out of all
will
the,
they ever know? We're going to be fan
they're
things
told,
is going to happen.
They're told you can use these scenes, and they're given that footage, and then they're like, okay, make a trailer out of that. And that's their whole job.
Exactly.
Oh, sweet.
Then you have people like us trying to
figure
out
sir.
What's going on.
No problem.
Then we have Natasha, or Black Widow, talking to Steve, Captain America. Basically, you know at this point that they're on opposite sides.
Yeah, which is really weird to see Black Widow on Stark's side, but the only reason I feel like she's on there is because of S.H.I.E.L.D. and the government. But then again, being her being Black Widow, we don't know whose side she's really
on. And that's the other thing, though. Like, she was... born and raised in a program set up by the government.
Yeah.
She's always been government.
But she's always been a spy.
So, exactly.
Yeah.
And she's from where?
Russia.
And who does Winter Soldier work for? Or what? Russia.
That's right.
I won't be surprised if we see a double agent in here somewhere, guys.
Yeah.
We don't know what they've been doing either.
Well, we know, if you've been reading the comics.
Well, we know what's going on there.
Yeah,
but in the movies, we know what Steve Rogers and Black Widow have done.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
as he told Hulk.
Now, but see, here's the other thing. See, the Disney animated was it Avengers Assemble series?
The Ultimate Comic Book.
Yeah, they kind of touch on this the storyline.
Yeah.
But in the storyline, Widow is with Captain America.
Right, right.
But see, I'm like you.
Who size you on?
I'm saying that girl jumped size like double dutch. I'm just saying.
Has anybody ever played Marvel Ultimate Alliance?
Yes.
You remember the ending when Weasel was like infiltrating everything?
Yeah.
The one he was talking to the whole time was Black Widow. I was like, wait, you were the one?
See?
You're evil. You're not even a spy anymore. You're a bad guy.
She has worked with both of them.
Yeah, she has.
Right.
I said, I don't know whose side she's on, even from the trailer.
Interestingly, there's a lot of shots of like plain clothes in the trailer.
Yeah.
You see like Falcon in plain clothes, Cap in plain clothes, Bucky in plain clothes. So they're obviously doing like the whole hiding in plain sight thing.
Hiding in plain sight, I just want to say with sunglasses and a hat isn't hiding in plain sight.
It works in these movies, okay?
Okay.
Hey, Clark Kent's been doing it for 75 years.
That's his superpower. That's another one of his superpowers. No one can tell he's Superman with glasses.
We get to one of the like perhaps the best moment in the trailer is the Falcon moment. And if you haven't seen this yet, go watch the trailer and just keep replaying this moment over and over again. Falcon comes down and attacks these guys and does this like mid-air flip.
And his wings track back in his back.
Oh, it's amazing. You just have to see it.
He jumps. It's like a flying sidekick. Wings come out. And then he comes around and there's like a split kick. And then he flips
spins
and
back.
And his wings retract back into his
back. Somebody took that. I was on Instagram.
Tumblr.
I follow a Marvel GIF feed, and somebody took that one. I sat there and watched it for like 3 minutes because I'm like, how much butt kicking can you do in a short amount of time?
Think about it. If they put that in the trailer, what's the better stuff that's in the movie?
That's the only time he fights in the entire movie.
Yeah. That's it. That's the one
you know what? Falcon wasn't even handing beatdowns like that in the comics.
No, he wasn't.
No.
Is he? I don't read the Marvel now, but now that he's Captain America, is he doing that now?
Yeah, he's ticking people off and handing out beatdowns. Yeah.
And that's another theory I'm curious on, or I guess I'm just curious on what they're going to do here is a question. Bucky? Or Falcon, or is Steve Rogers? Let me take that back. Is Captain America still going to be Captain America, or is he going to be Steve Rogers?
That's the question by the end of this, because in the Civil War comics, he's gone.
Yeah.
Like, it takes out Steve Rogers, but we know already that Chris Evans has more things under contract.
Exactly, but not as Cap, maybe?
He may not be as Cap. He may still be Steve Rogers.
Right.
I'm still under the theory that, how many more does he have on his contract? Anybody know?
I don't know. I think he re-upped.
He said he's in Infinity War.
Yeah.
Robert Downey Jr. helped him with that. I'm assuming he'll probably be in Infinity War 2.
Yeah. But
I'm thinking after this, he's out. All the original Avengers are out until Infinity War 2. The new Avengers that we saw at the end of Age of Ultron are actually the Avengers in Infinity War Part 1.
Spider-Man will probably be, honestly, in the new
Spider-Man will be part of it, too. But then they can't handle what's going on in the Infinity War.
They can't handle Thanos.
Does anybody think that Infinity
so,
War...
So, they have to bring back the original Avengers to help.
Does anybody think in Infinity War...
It'll be everybody.
Since you hate everybody... Well, we probably won't because they'll probably be dealing with stuff on Earth. But maybe Luke Cage, Jessica Jones, Iron Fist, there.
Possibly. I can almost guarantee Guardians will be with it.
Guardians will definitely be with it.
Here's the thing. I think Marvel... at least for the sake of the Marvel Cinematic... I think they're going to want to keep the street level.
Mm-hmm.
Now, even though Luke Cage and Jessica and Iron Fist, they're handling the cosmic level stuff, but the thing is, they're best at street level, and I think they're probably going to want
to
keep the
street level. I think
it's
more realistic to have a full Marvel universe sort of thing where you have the levels.
Yeah.
It's also like, gritty versus not gritty.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah.
You've got
There's
the,
a different feel
the light
completely.
And fluffy in the cinemas, and you've got the gritty
and,
in the
And you have
networks.
The big
right.
stuff affecting the small stuff. It's
right.
been mentioned on
exactly.
all the shows,
and
that's kind of the point. Like, the real world, like, not everyone has their everyday lives. And then some major, huge disaster thing happens, and it affects you in some way, but you still go on with your own.
And I feel like what's going to wind up happening, they're going to deal everything with the Infinity War was the main cinematic universe for the movies. Mm-hmm. And then when they make Defenders, we'll get a mention saying, remember that stuff we had to deal with for that one time, you know?
Well, I mean, think about it. Who was it? In Daredevil, Kingpin. Kingpin was his project was to help rebuild the city because of the battle of New York. Mm-hmm. You know, and they still haven't recovered.
And you see, Jessica Jones, they're still dealing with the repercussions of what happened in the Battle of New York.
Some woman wanted to kill her over that.
Right. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, and I think that, that's a realistic. That's a realistic repercussion. You know, people, you know, something like this, people have long memories. And it's not like, you know, you have a big, you know, you have a big fight and it tears up half of downtown, and then next week everything's fine and dandy. No, because you still got to rebuild all that. Mm-hmm. You know.
Are you leaving us?
Okay.
Yeah, unfortunately, I got a long drive.
Ah, well, thank you for joining us.
No, I know. Just I'm gonna make it longer next time. So.
Yeah. Bye, Nick.
Nate.
Nate. I'm sorry, that was a big slip up.
Sorry.
Edit that.
We don't edit.
Sorry. You guys take care. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah. We'll be on again.
We'll talk to you next time.
Okay.
That was the biggest mess up I did all day. That's all week.
Awesome.
I feel terrible.
So you see in various parts of the trailer you do see like complete teams basically. You see Cap and Bucky and Scarlet Witch and Hawkeye and
with
Falcon.
With Ant-Man.
And, well, you don't really see Ant-Man in the
trailer.
He's
in, like, all the posters for everything.
Well,
and
he's in the entire trailer.
He's there. You can't see him. Hey, he's right there. Hey, he's right there in that shot you have there.
Yeah,
he's right
exactly.
on Cap's shoulder.
He's right on the shoulder. That's right. And, of course, you see War Machine with Iron Man.
War Machine looks like he's done. Like,
there is
he may not make
where,
it out of this movie.
He may be the one that gets killed. They need someone else getting killed.
Ah, dude, no.
Right? But no, there's that one scene where...
There is a scene with him, like, flat on his back. Look.
Maybe it's just the costume.
How does that affect him?
But he's maybe it's just the costume get destroyed.
It could be the costume getting destroyed. What would be the...
The hardest
suit. The arc reactor
or
is
the
pulled
suit.
Out.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that's what they look like they did to Iron Man, too,
what,
I thought,
what
too.
Bucky attempted to do to Iron Man.
We don't know what's going to happen. He might do that, then you see Cap come along with the shield, and boom, and that's how you get... We have no idea.
Ant-Man gets in the middle and shoves him away.
You never know. I think someone has to die in this, though. Like,
Well, see, Captain America, let Cap die. That's who's supposed to die anyway.
Here's the thing. I think for this to be as big as it is, and for it to have any real resonance,
Spider-Man needs to die.
I was just thinking.
Hey, whoa!
Wait! Yeah, no! Peter Parker dies, then we have the Miles Morales movie.
You know it's not going to happen now that they have a toddler as Peter Parker.
Well,
yeah. They have to give him a couple.
They won't kill a kid. They won't kill a kid, but you know what, you're right.
I thought
right.
They did that in Vietnam. I thought that's what you were saying.
Well, no, you know what?
You run around in your diaper.
They tried. They tried, but you know what? I was too wild.
Okay, let me bring up the other important part of this trailer.
Yes, please.
Black Panther.
T'Challa.
King of Wakanda. And I thought we weren't going to get political.
So many people are going to go there.
Hey, we only have Falcon.
But we have this image of Black Panther with the sun coming from behind him and
majestic, so
apparently
majestic.
Based on what's in the comic and what's in this movie, Black Panther is supposed to be taking on the role of what would have been Spider-Man's role. That's what they've said, because when they first finalized the script for this, they didn't have the rights to Spider-Man yet, so they weren't putting the Spider-Man role
in
there.
That's why we didn't get any pics of Spider-Man.
So you're gonna get a post-credit scene with Spider-Man.
That would suck so bad. In the storyline that Spider-Man has, so that's what they said.
Yeah.
So Black Panther is gonna be the snarky comic relief.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Have you ever seen Avengers?
Who gets blown up halfway through the movie?
Yeah. Right.
Huh?
Who gets blown up?
He was doing that in this whole show. Every time Stark would say something like. You come back with a retort, it's like,
No, see, what's going to happen is, if we just go back in our video, our music video history, go back to the video, Beat It, and when Michael Jackson stood between the two gang members and stopped them from fighting and everybody started dancing, that's T'Challa. He's going to be like,
Was that it?
Beat it. And no one wants to be the
female. Well, that's just it. The question is he on a side or is he trying to be the middle ground and get them to negotiate? Because he's kicking Bucky's butt at one point in the trailer.
And I'm so curious, why is he there? Like, well, what, like, I'm glad he's in there, but what is his purpose?
Yeah. Well, see, here's the thing. See,
you'll find out in May.
Now, the thing is, up until...
Or no, March. No, May. It, May.
Was it up until this point, as Man far was, as we know, Wakanda has been closed off from the rest of the world. Mm-hmm. Right. You know, they're kind of like, screw you guys, we don't need you. But if he's, if they're like, okay, look here, we want, if the U.S. government's like, let's sit down, let's talk this out, you guys have something we want, maybe there's something you need from us, which really they don't, but let's see what we can do.
Yeah, but Avengers Age of Ultron messed it up for Wakanda.
Yeah, I was going to say
that too. They got them involved in it because of Claw. Yeah.
And honestly, we heard it in the beginning of the 60s with Captain America and the Vibranium Shield.
I heard stories early on plot-wise that he was coming to find Bucky because Winter Soldier had done something.
That makes more sense. That makes a lot
that,
more sense.
I'm not saying that's what this is, but that's what I remember hearing.
That would be the logic.
Okay.
One of them.
So if he's going after Bucky in the interest of Wakanda, and then Ross is like, well, hey, you're after Bucky. I'm after Bucky. The enemy of my enemy is my friend. And then he says, hey.
But I can't see him necessarily so saying, yeah.
You're going after Bucky. I'm going out. Let's go after Bucky together.
But out of everybody, see Black Panther being on Cap's side just because it's Captain America.
Right.
And yeah. I feel like if they were going to go back to their comic book roots, him and his father have history somewhere when he was helping everybody out.
That's true. See, now I need to go pull up Black Panther.
And we all do know already what happens at the very beginning of the movie that's not in this trailer, that is an absence that everyone knows about, that we're not going to talk about because it could be a spoiler for some people who didn't know, but it involves a funeral. And that's near the beginning or midway through, and that was not even brought up at all in the trailer, and it's a character who does not show up in the trailer.
Hey, what were they wearing when they picked up the book? What were they wearing? Can you go back there?
They picked up the book?
Yeah, the pamphlet with all the government stuff. Are they all in suits?
Well, yeah, but I don't think they're all in suits.
Oh, okay. That'd be dirty if that was done at the funeral.
It's Ross.
Right after. Yeah, it's
Let's
Ross,
interrupt
Ross.
This. Boom, boom, boom. Here, you and, gotta
but,
do
but
this.
But then
you
there's
can't
the,
have this.
The brilliant, you know, Bucky and Cap going up against Iron Man.
No, that was actually my favorite fight out of the trailer.
Wait, this is my favorite quote of the movie. He's my friend. I thought I was your friend.
I know.
I used to be your friend.
I was your friend too.
That was it.
I know. I got the feels after that. I'm like,
I felt like Iron Man wanted to cry. He's like, he's my friend. I'm your friend.
Yeah, but Bucky was Steve's real friend.
Ooh.
Iron Man. Ouch. No. Tony and Steve have always fought.
They have always
They're
fought.
They're teammates.
But...
that doesn't make them friends.
Well, see, Don and I were talking about it. I said the thing is for Tony. Tony has a skewed idea of friendship. He has the Hollywood idea of friendship.
He
like,
does.
Hey, we had a drink together.
We're
friends.
Friends.
You know, and it's
whereas Steve has a little bit deeper.
He
more
has
legit
a whole. We're
idea
poor.
Of,
we had to fight together.
We grew up together. Yeah.
We had
we're
you
friends.
Defended me because I couldn't defend you at the time. But
right.
Yeah. I was getting bullied. You helped me out. So
yeah,
we connected know. With Iron Man. It's more so we're
whereas
on the team.
Tony all of a sudden is like
we're all friends.
Little Mister. Crybaby.
Yeah, that's why I'm not with Iron Man. That's why I'm not
with Iron Man. That's different too. Come on, man.
Want a cocktail?
It's like the popular kid got left behind.
Exactly.
Yeah. I gotta get my team against your team. Losers.
You're not gonna pick me for kickball? Oh my god. I wanna be on your team.
Mr. Robert Downey Jr., if you're listening to Geek Watch One,
it's the character. I wasn't going on.
It's the character. It's not you. We're looking forward
you
to
made me
Sherlock
want to cry, though. I'll say that.
I did. I got the feelings.
Hey, wait. Do we have to start putting a disclaimer out here?
No.
The feelings of Dawn does not reflect the feelings of Geek Watch One as a whole.
I have to admit, watching that, I kind of got the feels watching it because, number one, you're talking about a man who has served his country. Given his life for his country, more or less died for his country.
Lost his girl.
They wouldn't let him stay dead.
And now he's having to stand up against his whole country
for
to
his
defend his
friend.
Defend his friend. Yeah. I'm sorry, I get the that's like Brian's
See,
song
that's,
level
that's
stuff.
That's the reason to get the feels, though.
It is
not
it is,
just
yeah.
because Tony's left behind on the playground.
No.
Well, what I'm upset about is why all the Avengers are against Captain.
Right, what did he do wrong? What did he do?
See, they don't understand.
Once again, we'll find out in May.
Well, I feel like, like I said, Black Widow may be a double agent, but she's not. Hey, you know Hawkeye do the same.
Well, see, what you're trying to say is, what you're trying to say is, in so many terms, is maybe the Bell Bib DeVoe theorem has come into play.
Maybe.
Let's see.
What?
Okay. Yeah.
It involves a smile.
Oh.
Okay. And a body part.
Oh, okay.
And the two together.
Posterior and lack of trustworthiness.
Ah.
You get it? No?
I don't know.
We'll explain off the air.
Yeah.
I have a video that explains it.
That's right after dark.
I'm pretty sure they got a video.
Listen to the song. If you don't understand what we're saying, listen to the song Poison by Bell Biv DeVoe. Wait until the very end of it, and then you'll understand the Bell Biv DeVoe theorem.
Okay.
Just wait for the whole thing. Vicky found a video, guys. Just wait. Just wait.
You don't want
to see it. He died. They killed him.
I don't know how he died.
No. So yeah,
it was on Facebook. So.
Oh, that makes it a lot better.
Yeah. Like they don't put anything bad on there.
Wait
for it.
This is one of those trailers. I honestly don't even want to see another trailer now. I don't think I've really had a trailer that affected me as much as this. Like, this affected me more than The Force Awakens.
Yeah. This is definitely more exciting.
Oh.
Okay. Cool. So is that what we had for the trailer for Civil War?
I think we covered Civil War completely.
Just a little bit. Now, you know it's going to be interesting, though, because we just spent a half hour on a two-minute trailer.
Mm-hmm. But see... When you stuff that
but
much,
that's what you have to do.
You know, you stuff that much into a 2-minute trailer.
I know. That's the makings of a good trailer.
Listen, Jameson should have been in there somewhere, looking at all the photos of everyone else saying crap, more crap. I want pictures fired.
Wait, what are the chances?
That's all I wanted was fired. I was like, wait. What? We didn't get no insects. Someone there is afraid of bugs, so we didn't get Ant-Man, we didn't get Spider-Man. I'm like, oh, what the heck?
Told you, Ant-Man was in the whole thing.
Well, I believe he's in there, we just can't see
him. Hold up.
What was the
crap, more crap.
Hold on. What was the last Marvel one? Last
Marvel movie was
Ant-Man.
The one, was Avengers. Was the other
Avengers
one.
Was before that, yeah.
Avengers was the one that was supposed to have Loki. What's the chances of Loki's in here causing trouble?
I doubt it.
No.
I don't think so on this because Ragnarok's coming right after this. Ragnarok's coming right after this, so no.
Yeah. Wow.
They're keeping this Earth level.
Loki's too popular for him. Yeah. He wouldn't ruin the movie, but he would take over.
No, Loki's going to cause all kinds of havoc in Ragnarok.
But speaking of Ragnarok, finally they casted someone as Enchantress.
Yes.
Thank God. Where was she in the first two?
Yeah.
No, so here's the thing. Now, with the Captain America movies.
In a what?
A different realm.
The Captain America movies, you're guaranteed for it to either be a spy, like a spy actioner.
Like or Mission Impossible.
Yeah, or it's going to be an old school war movie. And that's what you're going to be getting with this one. And that's the reason why, like, I can watch, I'll go back and I will watch Winter Soldier just like, you know.
Winter Soldier was just amazing. Ooh, that was one of the best Marvel movies I've seen ever.
So, okay, well, moving on from Marvel, DC TV actually made some, it's not as earth-shattering as the Civil War trailer was. Yeah.
But they've
made some major announcements, especially today. We're recording on Monday night, guys. The day that they went ahead and announced that Supergirl has a whole season now.
Yeah.
They've given her a full season, which the complaints I had, the one complaint I had about it moving too fast on the episodes.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like it depends on the director. Because some of the episodes, some of the episodes just feel like they're trying to put a 2-hour episode into 1 hour. So you're missing stuff. Right.
It's like she's
it
doing
feels
this
very,
then,
very rushed.
Like, what was the Lightning Girl? She was in the hospital, and then she was in the alley.
Yeah. You're talking about Livewire.
Yeah, Livewire. Yeah. The Livewire episode felt like there was parts of her story missing that just didn't go anywhere near. But some of the episodes have, at this point, have actually slowed down and told a good story the whole episode.
It's
hit or miss right now.
And you can tell the sad part is there's different writers, different directors.
I'm hoping by getting a full season, the show will improve.
Yeah, well, same here.
It's really kind of at a C right now.
Yeah
it is. Well, it's like that C
plus.
Well,
the same place
And Cat Graham's son, like you said before, had it. Had a whole, everyone's looking at it. She's got great legs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. and did you notice though?
That's all they look at.
It was never mentioned before that she had a son. All of a sudden, he pops up because
no, they made one announcement.
She's mentioned it before.
Yeah, she's mentioned it once or twice in there. They were throwing away little lines, kind of like when we were Jessica Jones, we're talking about the neighbors, how they it was a throwaway line that they were twins.
Yeah.
Okay. It was one of those things that if you weren't paying attention, you didn't catch it.
I just don't like the way they're representing her. It's like she has a crappy job, she's treated like crap, and yet she has all these power. Like, get a better damn job. Like, get some.
Stop
work
being your
someone
cousin.
You like.
That's the one thing.
Stop being But they are slowly fleshing out Cat Grant's character to make it where there is a reason they're actually working together. Because Cat Grant, there's more to her than just what we see at the very beginning.
Yeah.
Right.
I hope so.
Yeah.
So,
but see,
but the nice thing is with them getting the full season, the same last week it was actually leaked as a major possibility that this was coming. Mm-hmm. The same place that got that leak also leaked. There's a possibility that we're going to see Flash on Supergirl towards the in May. Mm-hmm. So that may bring Supergirl universe into the Flash Arrow TV universe, which also brings with it Superman.
And Constantine.
What do you want to bet? What do you want to bet Flash is going to show up and have to save her from something?
I doubt it.
Her cousin had to do a couple weeks ago before she finally defeated the dude.
Yeah, but I like the way they did that. Exactly. You know, they had him save her, and then they had her get upset about it and dig her own butt out of the hole.
Right.
I like that.
Yeah.
I don't like that he was on it at all. No, like, I think that took away from her.
But here's the thing.
Having him on it, period.
The good thing about that, I'll say I'm not really a big fan of the show, but what I did like when she got all pissy about that was that is Supergirl.
Mm-hmm.
Stop. Yeah. Maybe this will show you. She's not going to stop trying to be like him and be herself, because in comics, she would come around and be like him. And he would say,
well, that whole episode.
Was like, no, I'm going to be me. I'm wearing the S because of the family, but not for you. Right?
Well, that whole episode was about her telling everybody, hey, I am my own person.
Right. Yeah.
Well, so it's one of those things we're going to get. But the nice thing with it was we've already seen the next bit of news. Like Supergirl, we found out Flash is positive. That brings them in. That's I looked up IMDb. Legends of Tomorrow has 16 episodes. Mm-hmm. That's almost a complete full season.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's enough for them to do with whatever they want.
Right.
And they're already planning a second season at this point, because the major rumors is the way they're building this was every season is going to be a little different. It's going to be more of an ensemble every season of different characters. And it looks like Constantine may be actually joining the show as a regular for the second season.
Yeah, but there's something I read, and I don't know how true it is, that this was on Screen Rant. Supposedly... Oh. The WB underestimated how much the show was gonna cost them, and they're only looking at one season because of how expensive it was. But like I said, I don't know how.
Yeah.
I doubt that.
Yeah, I doubt that.
I think what it is they're scared of it now because they saw the initial bill.
Yeah.
But they've not got the returns back to see what they're gonna get
on that
investment.
The reason I doubt that is. There's no way that it costs that much more than Flash. Flash is all effects.
Episode. The difference is that it looks like, as of right now, if you look at the trailer that came out last week for Legends of Tomorrow, almost every episode is going to be a period piece.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that.
So that's a totally new wardrobe department.
Does not
they have
create
to.
The money
you have
that
to create the whole
cost.
Universe. But though, you gotta bring in the different time period cars and everything else that to match what you're doing.
Right. But that's cheaper than effects,
the set dressing.
That's
yeah.
True. I will say this:
you
get what
is...
you pay for, and if you go into it, you know, thinking, okay, well, we want to do this as economical as possible, and I can understand that from a business standpoint. I get that, but at the same time, eventually, cheap looks cheap.
Yeah.
You know, and if they go into this and they treat it, it's sort of like how like the first couple of seasons of Arrow, they treated every episode like a mini movie, and if that's her attitude with Legends of Tomorrow, you're gonna draw fans, and it's gonna be a hit.
I was gonna say the period pieces is gonna be the easiest. All you gotta do is get a local casting, get it out, and say, hey, we're looking for. They do it here in Ohio. Mm-hmm. We're looking for Sunsuch. If you have this, make a card from here to here.
Right, exactly.
Close, bring it. Get on. Guess what? You can be an extra.
The one thing, though, all of us have seen the Legends of Tomorrow trailer, right?
Free.
Yep.
Did anybody else get the Days of Future Past vibe from it when they went back to the 70s scene?
Yeah.
I mean, you can't help but get that vibe, though, at this point.
I love the 70s.
I love the 70s.
But, I think it's going to – Legends of Tomorrow looks like it's going to be fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Next week, we're going to have to do a lot of Flash Arrow talk, but this week is
the
crossover.
Look forward to it. Much more than I did before when they just had a little clip or two. The trailer suddenly made it like you're suddenly seeing that, yes, they are traveling through time. It's not just Rip showing up and saying, oh, yes, I'm a Time Lord.
And he actually looked like he's going to be in the show.
Yes.
Like, when he pulled out his pistol, I was like, wait a minute, so you're a part of the
he's
team,
actually
too.
Doing something.
Yeah.
Well, and see, here's another thing I would love, because Marvel Marvel got smart and they're like, okay, we're going to take these opportunities and we're going to use the Netflix series to introduce some B and C tier characters. And then we're going to use Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. to introduce some B and C tier characters. And I'm not saying that that's not what they've done that with Arrow and Flash, but even the characters that they've introduced, people have kind of heard about. But this is a great opportunity for them to reach back and get some of these characters that who've been a part of the DC universe that has gotten little notice or no notice at all.
Yeah.
And get them out there.
What I would love to see, even if it's not, and I put this on my last blog, didn't even know it, but anyways, been busy. We might get Booster Gold and Blue Beetle. It would make perfect sense for what they're doing right
Blue
now.
Blue Beetle's still already in the universe somewhere.
He is.
Cord Industries is all over the place.
Booster Gold's from the future, right?
I know.
Right.
Well, time traveling. Rip Hunter is Booster Gold's father.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So
that's right. It can happen. I forgot all about that.
So it's like they've already in this series.
That'd be perfect.
Somehow, someone in Berlanti or someone talked to Warner Brothers and got the okay that all bets are off now. They talk about Vandal Savage. And Vandal Savage mentions straight up he's seen Men of Steel fall and Men of Steel die and Dark Knights fall. So that shows.
Thank you.
That shows that at some point Batman and Superman have existed in this universe.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what's going to be weird with Supergirl if they introduce her.
Well, no, because she's already in a universe that Superman exists.
Yeah.
Now they could always make it that Arrow and Flash exist in the universe that people are that they affect their city. Mm-hmm. They don't really have a larger outside of their city. No one may have even heard of these guys.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
But someone like a Supergirl or Superman, that would have been worldwide news.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Someone flying around. Now, Flash would be harder to keep a city thing. But you got to think, he's only been on the scene about like a year.
Right. You know, I wonder if we're going to see any... maybe we won't see a full-on Lantern, but maybe we can see
some Lantern. We've seen Hal Jordan already.
Yeah. Well, we have.
Yeah.
Have we forgot? Do you remember season one of Flash?
What?
He's in the Justice League in, 2025?
Yeah.
Did they mention the Justice League?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
that's the other thing. There's all those newspapers from the Flash.
Exactly. Yeah. So that might be when we see the Man of Steel and Dark.
That's right, because we know about the crisis.
Right.
There's a lot. They've opened a lot. But the interesting thing is, we found out Legends of Tomorrow is actually Thursday nights. Mm-hmm. So we have DC TV Monday through Thursday weekly.
Wow.
Every night of the week.
It's all on DVR. I'm
not going to be on Hulu anyways. Now, if Fox would get together and move Gotham to Friday nights, Monday through Friday.
That would kill Gotham. We see what happened to Constantine.
Yeah.
By the way, well, it's Monday. You guys know what's going to happen tonight. There's a trailer going on at some point during Gotham or after Gotham.
So what trailer?
There's a little sneak peek of
Batman v Superman. Okay. But we'll see it when we get home on YouTube. It'll be on YouTube.
From what it looks like, there's going to be no heart, but you know it's going to be one. Yeah. Yeah. Hug it out and romance.
Do you think it's
for the guy? Is it me or is every hero in the DC TV or cinematic universe right now have armor? Everybody has like armor, like they're knights or something.
Wonder Woman is supposed to have armor because, I mean.
It's Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
But no, there's actually a toy out now that you can order. It's the Batman, Superman, and Luthor 3-pack and it's got. And I guess the Luthor figure just looks like an android or a robot because it's armor. It's purple and green armor.
It's Luthor's big armor.
It's his
armor
power.
Outfit.
It's their version of the power armor from the comic books and from the cartoons.
How does it fit all this into the movie?
It's the one from which one is it?
Injustice,
because in Injustice they all have armor.
Yeah, that's what it's looking like. It's more and more looks like the hero. The concepts are from. They got the feels too.
Well, it's the idea they gave for the Flash movie version too.
Yeah, I think it's a terrible idea. Needing
armor.
So. Why does Flash need whatever?
Yeah,
like literally,
he doesn't need armor. He doesn't.
He goes through walls. What is he gonna do with armor?
Exactly.
He's gonna vibrate. He's gonna go right through. So why the heck does he?
You know,
need armor?
Aquaman's gonna have armor. All of them are gonna have
Aquaman
armor.
Aquaman makes
That's
sense
because
to have
the
armor.
Armor is
well,
in
no,
sense.
He, no, because if you go to the actual origins of Aquaman,
yeah.
The reason he's bulletproof and everything
yes,
else because
is.
His skin and his body was is designed to hold up to the pressures of the bottom of the ocean.
You're right, but in Atlantis, so he's they so had dense. Armor because they of the guards. The they still had armor. Yeah, well, they still had armor. He just, like Wonder Woman, she has armor. Don't mean that she's indestructible.
In Atlantis, he would need it against his
That's just
people.
The way the tradition of the gods and the Atlantis world did.
Speaking
there was
of,
a warrior Wonder Woman in the comics.
The
too.
Sharks make
oh, speaking of...
That's why you need the armor.
Mm-hmm. Kings of Atlantis. Did anybody... Because Don brought this to my attention. What was it? Thunderbolts number...
No, not Thunderbolts. One that starts with an S.
One begins with an S?
Squadron Supreme.
Squadron Supreme number
one.
Number one. Yeah.
I should feed you these lines apparently.
Yeah. Squadron Supreme number one, which I have not read, but I was
told... They killed someone.
They killed a major... Namor.
They killed Namor.
They killed Namor.
Boom. Done with Namor.
He won't stay dead.
Not likely, but it was a biggie for them to kill.
Yeah, Namor's never been killed. I don't think.
Who's Namor?
The reason they
that's why they never killed him before. She just asked, who's Namor?
Submariner.
The Submariner.
He's been around since the 50s.
Marvel's Aquaman.
And he came out before... No, not 50s, 40s. He came 40s? Out before Aquaman.
Yeah, he was
he's
pre-Marvel.
But he's been good and bad, and more lately it's been much more bad.
But you're telling me in the comic books they killed him off, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, we're not going to see him in the movies. Do you know why? Fox still owns
it. Yeah, someone else owns the rights.
That's terrible. I was hoping actually to see Namor.
Yeah,
but now
that's
I know they're not going to do
that. He's one of the few remaining pre-Marvel comic characters.
That's sad.
See,
that made me
Namor,
sad.
Because
that
here's
my
the
hope
thing.
Right there.
No, because see, what was going to happen, we were going to see Namor in the Fantastic Four movie because Namor and Sue are always.
Yeah.
The
other thing they said was that Black Manta is not likely to be the villain in Superman.
And I'm glad. I'm glad about
that. It's
probably
going to be Ultra Master. They're going to pull a Loki and Thor.
Yeah,
they're trying to compete, and that's why I was surprised they're going to.
Oh, that's one.
Because they're going to have to. In my theory, in my brain, they're going to. If they do successful, hopefully with Deadpool, they're going to make a Lobo movie.
Right.
Lobo is DC's.
Oh, yeah,
absolutely. And then if Aquaman do good, someone's going to make a deal somewhere and make a Submariner movie.
Right.
Yeah. They're all trying to compete now.
Yeah.
Well, that's another one. We're talking about Aquaman a second ago. What's it? Are we going to get an Aqualad?
No.
I'm not saying the Aqualad from the. I'm talking maybe Calder.
We're still not going
to get Calderon, the newer Aqualad with the water magic.
We might get him in the movie as like a little someone run around.
Yeah, Calderon or whatever.
Like, no one wants Superboy. No one wants Aqualad.
No one wants
really.
Supergirl. No one wants none of their sidekicks.
Well,
no Teen Titans.
No one wanted Aquaman.
That's still in development.
Hey, you're a hater. I want Aquaman, but I'm scared because I think they're going to do it just because of this.
No one wanted Titans. Orange Green.
Titans is in development. It's still in development. It should be probably within the next year or so. We'll hear more.
Titans, I mean, no one's on Titans in the movie.
Yeah,
right.
The only Titan they're getting in the movie is Cyborg.
What it is,
Titan no more from the new.
What it is is Warner Brothers doesn't want Titans.
Well, you know what? If they do it, no.
Okay,
but you're not even gonna be able to talk to him about it.
If they put Titans in the movie, it's a kid's movie.
You have a guest. You got to go on our show so we can talk DC with him.
They can't put that in a movie
because that's tonight, isn't it?
I can't think of Teen Titans done anywhere as a movie unless they use like
three
characters.
Right.
Because there's too much to put in for one movie, in my opinion. It's just too much backstory.
Yeah.
And plus, the way they already look at it, it would be better to be as a
I mean, they're already building up towards Justice League. They don't have the time.
They don't care.
And effort to try and do stories
about
on all
the
individual
Teen
Titans.
Well, if this is based like the New 52, the thing the New 52 did, there were so many characters they left out because they're focusing so much on the Justice League.
Right.
And, you know, they missed out on some really, really
good.
They
did.
Like Bronze Tiger. I love Bronze Tiger.
Mm-hmm. He was a suicide. What? No, he was,
in Arrow.
No, yeah, he was in the Arrow, Green Arrow.
Yeah, but he's not, but in the...
No, he's in the Green Arrow TV series.
Oh, I thought you...
No, I'm talking about in the comics. In the New 52.
Yeah, they made him in
New 52 is a totally different ballgame, doesn't exist.
Yeah.
But, I hate to do this to you guys, but one, you got to get going.
Yeah, I do.
We're already at almost a minute, an hour and 20 minutes. So
we're good to go then.
We're coming up to the time limit here, guys. I mean, we're having a great time, and what?
We didn't get to talk about Man in the High Castle.
We're definitely, as soon as these guys watch it, we're going to have to talk it. It is an amazing show.
We watched all of it in one night almost, one.
It's a great telling of an alternate history, huh? It's got 10 episodes.
He thought there was 13. We watched 9, and then the next morning he realized, there's only 10. There's only one more to watch.
Surprise.
Yeah, Man in the High Castle. Fantastic show. I recommend it to anybody who wants to, especially an interesting twist on history.
I love alternate history. So
basically, take a time skewed where Most people know that the rumors are that the Germans were about a month off from dropping the atomic bomb from where we were.
We talked about this before, right?
Yeah. Well, this is going to be short. The difference on this one is they actually beat us to it and dropped the bomb on Washington.
But can
that's
I get
the major
spoiler?
Difference.
Can I get the spoiler?
You can't give me any spoilers because no one else has seen it yet.
One spoiler.
Okay, spoil away. I won't
what?
Be watching it.
Very last scene. Very last scene. The one guy is holding the one girl's necklace that her boyfriend made her. And poof, he's in an alternate universe.
Yeah, it looks like he comes across to our universe. Yeah.
Goes from Earth 2 to Earth 1.
It's weird.
It's not
but,
by Marvel.
But,
no,
So, Geeksters, Jim, I want to thank you for having us out. Once again, Geeksters, at the end of December, we're going to be back here again. Come join us so you can be part of the show and get in on the fun with us. So,
on out between now and then.
Yeah, stop out at the Multiple People. You guys are open 7 days a week, right?
We are open 7 days a week, yeah.
Okay.
It's craft beer, craft milkshakes, and lots of good
whatever you want. They have Cajun barbecue popcorn. I just wanted you guys to know. It was spicy at first, but I like Cajun food, and it was amazing. I like things on the barbecue, so of course.
See,
but as a popcorn, I was surprised I was going to taste that delicious.
And I'm still noshing on some mead.
Yeah, Vicky's got some mead here. So they got great drinks, great food, a whole wall of board games, and all of their waiters and servers, they're game masters also. They will teach you how to play the games. So just bring your family, come hang out, have some good food, have some drinks, have a good time.
Yep.
So, Bart, thank you and Vernon for coming and joining us.
No problem.
Kylan, you got anything else for today before we sign this off?
Just say no and stay in school, kids.
Miss Dawn, did you have anything else before I start wrapping this
no,
up?
No, that's it.
Miss Vicky, what's left for you? Uh-oh, she's thinking.
No, I was going to say drink beer, bite ankles, and release the Kraken.
And by the way, I want to apologize one more time to Nate.
You remembered your name this time.
Nate, we know you're listening out there, too, so thank you for joining us again.
Thanks, brother. We miss you.
Okay, Geeksters, so... Okay, Geeksters, so go to the website www.geekwatch1.com. Go to our sponsors page. Check out the links to our different sponsors. Remember, it doesn't cost you any extra. Anything you're buying for your holiday shopping, you go buy through the link. They give us a little bit of extra and help us out, especially that Amazon link. Everybody's out there using Amazon, and we know you are. So go through our site and go to Amazon through us. You're not going to have to do anything else except for one extra click.
Just love freedom. That's all we want.
That's
just
right.
Just love freedom.
Click
so,
away,
also, we have the Patreon links on there. We're still looking for that first Patreon follower.
And that's a great gift, too, you know? Like, a great way to give back to your community, to your family, to your friends. Why don't you just, like, you know, sign up for $1 a month to Geek Watch 1. Hey, $10 a month.
Are there eagle feathers involved?
There's a ton of eagle feathers.
We will find eagle feathers.
We will find eagle feathers.
And you know what? Someone better, because if not, I'm going to have to put a dollar in. Guess what? I don't have to hear this commercial every other month.
You heard Bart.
Stop
if you love
Bart,
Bart
suffer.
Don't
I
make
wouldn't
Bart.
Be able to release the Kraken.
Wait.
What? Oh, Kraken. She wouldn't be able to release the Kraken if we get the Geek Watch 1 after dark.
Yes.
See, now I wish we had a picture of you and we could have it in black and white with a Sarah McLachlan song playing in the background. And then be like, just save him from having to listen to my impromptu commercials.
You can't get the puppy dog sad face from one of your dogs? Make him look like
no,
a dog?
No,
we can.
We can.
All we can.
We can.
You're going to give me a chihuahua, right? For Christmas, and I can like get the sad puppy look going.
So, Geeksters, once again, find us at geekwatch1.com. You can look us up on iTunes, Stitcher, and the Satchel Player at GeekWatch 1. Go to iTunes and Stitcher, leave ratings and reviews. The better reviews and ratings we get on those, the higher we get up and the easier it is for other people to find us.
Yes.
So we're looking for reviews, especially on iTunes, because basically everybody else's podcast players out there that you get stuff through goes through iTunes.
Yeah, everybody.
So the better ratings we have, the more ratings we have, the easier it is to find us. Also, you can always find us, like always, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Kylan and Ken.
Yeah.
Email. We're still looking for emails, guys. Let us know what you think of the show.
We got one email like in 6 months. One email. You know who has more than one email than us? Putin. I don't want to be beat by Putin.
Don't let the Russians win.
Don't let the Russians win. Y'all heard me. You know how I feel about the communists and about about
red.
Avocados.
The color red.
And the color red. How often do you see me wear red? Not often at all. I just, you know how I feel about that, folks.
Don't make me go off about Putin. I don't like talking about it. I gotta go wash my mouth out right now.
Said, poop.
Yeah, thank you. See? I'm gonna be quiet right now. I gotta calm down, folks.
So remember, that's Kylan and Ken at gmail.com.
Y'all make me, I'm upset.
What do you got?
Aquaman, breaking news. Aquaman is with Little Mermaid.
What?
Oh,
oh,
no.
No, no, no.
Well, and
you realize she's a teenager?
And,
oh,
with,
exactly.
And with
you
that,
this is Atlantis. You know, rules up here might not apply down there.
And with that, just remember,
no matter where you go, there you are.
You're listening to a Weeby Geeks Network podcast.
Fan school.